McRib. I don't see you being McRib person, Matt.
Well, that's just the I was pro ribs in the Super Bowl thing. We didn't talk to Chris.
Now I get it.
What was the final tally on that?
All I know is I got 5. And thank you, Colleen, for picking ribs.
Yeah, I think you finished in second behind pizza.
Okay, respectable.
And the 7-layer dip was fairly close behind you, but about 10 behind. And
Jack, you got a lot of guff on the Facebook page for the 5-layer dip or a 7-layer dip or whatever it might have been,
which I thought to be unjustified.
I almost cared. I almost lost some sleep over it. No, I didn't. I was shocked, but we did say last week I was shocked I didn't pick chili.
I'm surprised I didn't pick chili. I love chili.
I love chili. And I was like, when someone said chili, I go, didn't think about chili.
I'll even get chili at Wendy's.
I was thinking of like tater tots.
If you picked tater tots, you would have had more picks than you did for ribs.
Because you can pick tater tots and spice them up with the cheese and all the other
black pepper, like the whole
salsa
line.
On it. Yeah. There's all kinds of things. Yeah, there's you could have done everything.
Potato skins, that's something that we actually
would have beaten the rib.
Yeah, it would have beaten ribs, yeah.
There's literally any would have beaten 5 votes that you got.
Lobster rolls.
Lobster rolls. I don't know about lobster rolls.
We're going in the opposite direction.
Now I'm getting hungry, but
I haven't had
potato skins in a while.
It was homemade potato skins. We
really
did the whole, my wife kind of did the whole thing, marinated them, baked them, and then put the stuff toppings on.
Yeah. And I made them years ago.
And then she was smart enough to freeze some of them because we made a bunch of them. And then you use the innards for mashed potatoes. So it's kind of like a toothpick, really.
What restaurant we went to that had really good potato skins? Oh, there's
TGI Fridays, man.
No, it's a Lone Star. Well, now they changed the name of some steak place. And literally, we'd eat so many potato skins, food would come. I go, I can't eat anymore. Can I get a bag for that, please? Thank you.
Filled up on carbs.
So, if you're listening, you probably have realized you haven't heard you haven't heard anybody singing, first of all. And you haven't heard
Nick lost his voice.
Nick lost his voice. We're without
He's
Nick
still
today.
With
Nick's
us.
Traveling.
Still with us in spirit.
He is.
Yeah.
With us. Nick's doing a bit of traveling for work, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to Canada.
Wisconsin,
nice. Canada, same thing.
Just north of the border.
North of the border.
And sorry for missing last week. We had a little bit of a scheduling snafu where the night that we ended up recording, I didn't get home until well after you guys were.
We didn't decide until.
Hit the record button.
I think it was like 30 minutes. Are we recording or not?
We were going to record last Tuesday and all of us were just kind of like, no.
It was one of those days where some things were going on and I couldn't do it. Just wasn't mentally up for it.
So if we're not at our best, we're not going to give you our best.
Although I had this,
you have to earn our best.
Yeah. And our best is when Nick is not here. I kid.
You know, if I bow out of the show, you guys wouldn't go on without me. You just
No, absolutely not.
I can't push the button. I mean, I saw what it did to Locke.
You're the star producer of this thing, man. We can't do without you.
Heavy is the shoulders that carries the load of this RC80. I had this weird dream this morning though.
I don't want to hear it.
No, I didn't. It didn't involve Trump in a tree or a diaper. But now, Chris is like, wait, what? I missed
What's going
episode.
On?
Did it have anything to do with any of the Walton?
No, it did not. Okay. And I'm always surprised by Nick's titles. So, because, RCAD does We Do the Waltons. I don't know what it was, but the last episode that we recorded. And we recorded
it recently. John boy.
So I had this dream this morning that I was having a flat tire and my truck was parked in a way that it was blocking my wife from getting to work. So it was kind of like we had to move the truck in order to get the car and we were just down.
Well, how did you move the truck if it has a flat tire?
Well, you put it in neutral and we both would have had
to push it. Doesn't that ruin the rim? I mean, it's just not.
Well, it was just a flat. Fuck it. It's a dream, man. Okay.
I'm trying to save your truck.
Just trying to paint the picture here, Max.
Yeah.
It's just a fucking dream, man. Okay. Specifically, it's at like dawn, but it's like bright outside with the sun shining, which typically doesn't happen here. It's been gray skies for the last like 2 weeks here. Solid.
What do you think that means, Matt?
Well, I'll tell you what it means, Jack. Thanks for prodding me along here. So is that I'm getting out of class today, done with school, teaching three classes. I'm just tired. I'm hungry. I just want to get home right now.
Sick of seeing naked people.
Well, my last class of the day. But anyway, the...
Wait, you're drawing nudes?
Yeah, right now my students are.
Fuck the rest of the story. Let's talk more about you drawing nudes.
I can come back to nudes. And I'm
was it male or female today?
Both. So oh,
okay. So what are they doing? Are they just stand there by themselves, or are they okay. doing anything different?
Real quick, I go out, start my car, doesn't start. It's dead.
Wait, are we talking about nudes or not?
No, you know, I'll come back to the nudes. Anyway,
people stop caring about your dream once you started talking about nudes, but that's okay. Go ahead.
All right. So, yes, my students, who hopefully they never discover this podcast, but they learned that I do a podcast. So right now they're drawing nudes. And so they get each student gets about an hour session to pick their pose for the model. And on Monday we had two female models and then, no, that was last week. Last week we had two female models and then this week we have a male and a female. And the male I was supposed to have like kind of throughout, but scheduling conflicts and what have you. So just to give everybody an option to draw.
Okay. So back to the nudes for a second. So I remember growing up as a kid and you'd see on TV shows or movies that was like a theme in like the 80s. I remember remember seeing that on TV being like, oh, it's draw a nude day at art class, blah blah blah, this, that, and the other. And I always wondered, is that shit real? Does that actually happen? And
yeah, it does.
You just
we actually did that in fifth grade, but the teacher got arrested. So
goo. Goo. All right. So what was up with your dream?
My car wouldn't start.
Oh,
after class today, my car wouldn't start.
So your car wouldn't. So it actually wouldn't start.
So it wouldn't start. It wouldn't move. Like the dream was fulfilled.
It was like the lottery.
I couldn't. It was just our dream. It was so random. It was like
did you go back to the nudes instead of getting into your car?
It was like, hey, you mind if you give me a jump start? You know,
so you get a little crank start. You know what I mean?
What are the nudes? What do the nudes get paid? What do they get? Is it like?
I don't know. I don't ask. It's a don't ask, don't tell kind of philosophy.
Interesting. There. Interesting.
Aren't you the professor? You're the guy in charge, right?
No, I just order the nudes.
Well,
do you order the nudes online?
Yeah, nudes.com. No, seriously, don't.
Legitimately, how do you acquire said nudes to come? Do you like, now, is it like Tinder?
Let me rephrase this entire
Hold on a second. Before you rephrase it, do you see the nudes before they come in?
So yeah, do you preview the nudes?
Yeah. Oh,
fuck. Okay. First of all, scratch this whole nudes thing. They're figure models.
If it's anything less than you going online and selecting on an online store, you should just change your story because it's way funnier.
There is a website that I can go and look at.
Younudes.com?
No. It's a lot more.
Wait,
there's legitimately a website?
No, I mean, it's through... It's discreet and it's not.
Put a link down there.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Put a link down. I want to see what this is.
You guys have already tarnished my whole school story now.
I'm going to reset your password.
It's they're figure models. That's what you're drawing. You're drawing the models. And it's not.
Mail ordered nudes. Interesting.
Anyway,
episode title: Mail Order Nudes.
Mike, sure, go for it. But I do get to choose the models. I can request certain models. A few years ago, there was kind of like there were no female. We didn't have enough female models, and now it's kind of the reverse. I guess there's less male nude models right now. So, but the guy that that was working with my class today, like I've worked with him in the past, and he's really good. Like, you know, holds a pose, can hold it for a very long time. Doesn't he comes with a cane or like a pole actually, so that he can kind of like hold a pose, you know? So, models.
So he's good at holding his pole in place.
Yeah.
So he doesn't move.
There is absolutely nothing that I can have as a civil conversation about this. Chris is just giving me the no.
To be fair, I saw Chris laughing, so I figured that's what he was laughing at. So I thought,
just so you can laugh at more. There is an actual other model that would bring actual like kind of props, you know. So he would
toys.
Nothing like that. But.
I was thinking Legos. I don't know where Chris was going, but I was thinking Legos. I think our producer's upset. I think he's mad.
It doesn't matter anymore. So.
Oh my god! Wait, what props do they bring?
You know, like a sword.
A sword? This is medieval times nude?
Well, it would have been a plastic sword, so he could hold it in a way. So, but. You gotta figure. There's a lot of. I teach a lot of illustrators. The drawing class is, I think, almost like 50% illustrator, and then 50% other majors. So you get painters and you get sculptors in there.
Can I ask a question?
Ceramicists.
Now, is the sword taking away something that maybe he's not proud of? So he's holding the sword up like this, so people look at the sword and not look at, you know.
He's like overcompensating.
Yeah, it's like, okay, hey, I got a big sword. Look at my sword. Don't look at the rest of me.
I think if you're a male figure model, you're probably just pretty confident. Like, all right, I have no shame in what I'm showing right here. I don't know. Maybe there's harm that did that too.
Have you ever had anyone walk out of class?
For having to draw the nude?
Yeah.
No.
Because they know it's part of the deal, right?
So I teach non-art majors, and when I teach them, the non-art majors get, I always request the figure model to wear like some kind of spandex or, you know, unitard of some type, something that's just form fitting.
Oh, wait, so they're not fully nude?
Yes, my art majors class. In my non-art majors class, because I teach a lot of people that are taking like dentistry or something, and they might be like, oh, I can't look at that. Anyway,
okay, so how long have you been in the nude drawing business?
I'm not in the nude drawing business.
No, it's legit. How long have you been doing this? Like, how long have you been bringing in nudes for your class to draw them?
Ever since I've been teaching drawing, so, which is probably the last 6 years.
Okay, so 6 years, and you do it once a year, twice a year, like once a semester. How what's the frequency of this?
If I'm teaching a drawing class, I do some type of figure models for the students because I feel like it's good for them to practice proportions. You get a lot of weird and interesting results from non-art majors.
Yeah. Safe to say you've ordered a dozen nudes in your time. Yes?
Probably. I don't know. Okay. Maybe more.
So when you order, you've ordered a dozen nudes to come in and have people draw in your class, whether they are wearing skin-tight clothing, spandex style, or just wrapping their hands around a sword. What is the craziest story? There has to be like some inappropriate, distasteful story that one of your less than mature students probably engage in.
Say Chris and Jack are taking your class.
Oh, dude, could you fucking imagine?
Well, I think that those students
best produced art class ever.
I think those students would probably show themselves pretty quickly. Now, I haven't taught drawing one for art majors. I've taught a lot of drawing.
You're evading the question, Matt.
What? What is the question?
What's the most inappropriate slash distasteful thing that's happened? A dozen nudes being brought into a school is bound to have an immature reaction.
So this
much
doesn't
like this show.
Okay, I can't speak about immature reactions, but I can tell you about my own experience about drawing nudes for the first time from when I was in college. Not from a professor point of view. This is only from a student point of view. So these are the better stories. Besides,
well played. This is like the freaking Iowa caucus over here. You're just answering the way that people need to hear it. Or at least
next question before you derail this conversation, Matt.
I'm not derailing it. I have some good stories.
Where do they get? They don't come nude. Where do they get undressed? At the class, or is there like
There's usually a closet for them. So actually, at our school, there's a closet with a locker, and then they there's linens in there, fresh linens, which I put down for the every time when there's a
are they silk or they, is it just
no? Regular? There's just like a
what's
cotton,
the thread count on this?
I not that high, but it's just a basic white, you know, sheet, and sometimes the models will provide their own like little pads or towels so that they have extra cushioning than what we can provide. So
especially if it's cold, right?
The model today brought a heater, so because
really like a ceramic like space heater,
yeah, like just a little heater so that he wouldn't be cold on stage.
Well, I guess that makes sense because you don't want to have to explain it.
I was in the pool.
So, you know, as much as we were having fun with this story, and like I actually have like this is genuine questions, and
sure,
and
I don't mind answering. I just, you know, it's I get it why it's kind of weird, but I guess for me,
I've never known someone to have actually partaken mm-hmm. In this activity. I've only seen it as referenced on TV and in movies, and the fact that this is something you are familiar with at least a dozen times, I'm curious, man.
Well, blame TV because it's usually a sitcom and it's always some kind of funny hygiene.
Sure.
It's always a joke. They make a joke out of it. So sure. It's not our fault.
No.
I thought I talked about this on one of the podcasts.
You have talked about it before, but I think we got more. Yeah. I think we're getting more involved in it.
We're also getting older and forget things.
Sure. And anyway, you know me, Chris. And
I do know
be
you.
Happy to share my experiences with. I think the first time that I drew a model nude, I definitely was just like a little like, whoa, you know, I probably like got red to the face, you know, I was like embarrassed or something. But I got over it really quickly and I just started drawing. Like it's something that I've done my whole life. It's right there. And I just started.
Because art, it's art to you. It's not a nude. It's art.
You're looking for the shapes. You're looking for the form. You're just trying to get the basic. And it's like, okay, at this point, like, yeah, like, you know, kids nowadays, they got the internet for all their porn needs. But even back then, I mean, you know, it's like, well, okay, this isn't the first nude person I've ever seen. It's just in this context. However, very early on, this was probably my first drawing one class, we had this model, and as we're drawing him, something began to drip.
Oh.
And we, as a class, like, we definitely noticed, because we're looking at everything.
Okay. Know. What color was said drip? Was it...
Can you slow that drip down, because I'm painting.
Okay, Chris, over 20 years ago, don't remember the color of the drip.
So my question is, what type of drip are you referring to, Matt?
I don't know, but at some point he whispered, "Dear God, not now," or something like that.
Wait, hold on. Okay, yeah. So this is the story that we were looking for. Okay,
yes, exactly.
So all right, so
this is the money shot.
I told you. No, there was no money shots involved.
So, okay. So many questions. Okay.
Fire away.
Was he erect?
No.
Okay. Did he have lots of water prior to?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Was
it hot and he was just sweaty?
I think it was more of like a flaccid drip, kind of like a...
Wait, maybe, so like a premature, like whoopsie?
It was not hard at all. It was just kind of a hanging there. You could almost say if his name was Chad.
So the words he used were, "Dear God, not right now."
Something like, of those sorts, like
this is happening. Right, so this is a thing that happens to him that he's aware of, that he knows about.
Yes.
And you're gonna go and model it?
We're CSIing this way after this. This is like a
fine. It needs to be done. These are the questions that need to be asked.
I could see now 20 years later, he's older. He's probably what, 47 now, so it probably happens all the time.
Yeah, he's sure. I think he's actually more like 57 and he's listening 57? To a podcast.
Did he, Mike? I'm gonna cut right to it. Sure, do you think that he pissed himself, or do you think he came?
I don't, I think it's a third thing. I think it's, I have always thought in my mind, this must be some kind of VD thing, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Wow. I'm going option number three on this one.
Well, wow. I guess my naivete precedes me. I'm not too familiar with those.
I'm not either, but that's why I'm throwing it out there.
Okay.
Because I was not thinking that it was either at the time. I was thinking,
are you currently using the same shitty thread count sheets?
No. This is so. Remember, I'm so much older now.
I love when you look to your right, like you're looking for the answer of how old you were.
No, my wife's coming down for the blankets. So, remember how?
Oh, you can't talk about it right now, can you? You can't talk about it right now, can you? Didn't know I had the G.I. Joe Kung Fu grip and went, caress me down. See, I sound just like Bradley Noel. We're going to get kicked off of YouTube for a copyright infringement.
No, I think what it is that because I can't say, "Whoa, what happened to you, Jack?" All right, so back to the meat of our story here.
The meat of the story.
Back in the day when they called it, We would have an hour and a half session. It was actually, the classes were 3 hours long, and you'd have an hour and a half of drawing and an hour and a half of drawing. You know, usually about like 15 minutes in between.
25 minutes of dripping.
And they would have their break.
Can we get a mop over here?
And it was
some antibiotics, please.
you put a metal bucket in there. Tink, tink, tink.
You know, I'm just glad that I'm along for the ride here. Anyway, what I was going to say is that actually I ran into somebody that was in that class.
Get them on the show, week. Dude. I want their perspective. I want to hear what they think.
Well, okay, so this was interesting. We can replace Nick tonight. Because Scott in that class, so back in the day, we had a 3-hour class.
Who was closer, you or him?
I don't know, but he drew it. He drew it in the drawing.
He drew the drawing.
He did. Yeah. So commonly,
dude, you gotta call Scott. We need a scanned image of his drawing for evidential record.
It's early, so you can give him a call right now.
There's a hard copy of this somewhere. So we need to get this.
Well, not really hard, I guess, but
soft copy.
It was soft.
Oh my god.
Anyway, Matt. Back in the day, though, there was a period of time where you would draw for so long, we would take these breaks, and it was during the break that everybody was basically gathered around, and they were like, "Yeah, you saw it too, didn't you? Yeah, what the fuck is that? I don't know, man. Like, but that is not right." Like, we all had like an immediate like, "This is not right."
We need to get this drawing. I mean, as much as I don't really care to look at a dude's junk, I need to see this drawing.
I will see what I can do.
Thank you. Thank you.
And for the next 5-star review.
You know, I think if I remember correct, I think the model's name was Jack.
Jack the Tripper.
Jack the Tripper. Is that the title for this episode, Jack and Drew?
You're shitting me? We should just change the goddamn show from RCAD to Jack the Ripper. RCAD is dead.
Well, apparently
we are Jack the Ripper from this point forward. Everybody listening, change your feeds. We are now Jack the
Oh my god, my stomach hurts.
Wait, just don't pee yourself.
I don't know if that's pee or not. I don't know.
Yeah. It's the third option. So,
oh my god.
If it's green, you want to wipe that off. But anyway,
I'm high before this tonight. This is fantastic. I'm so glad you had a shitty dream.
This shitty dream is a premonition. I'm trying to tell you like this amazing thing, and then you're just like, so you had new models. You would need new models anyway. It's been way to derail
the show there, Matt.
By the way, that was when I was a student. So we also had
you said student ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah. We also had this model back in the day, and there's if anybody knows or lived through that time, they would have remembered this guy. But there was a guy that looked like Santa Claus, and
no,
I'm serious. This was like
Don't fuck with Santa, please.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
This was one of the first times that I drew an older man. it was the first time I ever drew an older man naked. And
is this another time?
No, I can't. I don't have like a checklist of all the people I've drawn. I just never mind. Anyway, this guy came in. He looked like Santa. Freaked me out. He had a cane and an uncircumcised penis. And I thought that is actually what happens to the penis. I was not knowledgeable of other. I'm more worldly now, so I've grown up.
You've seen a lot of penises, right?
I have seen a lot of dicks. I think one of my favorite expressions from one of my students. So this is actual, you know, and this is fine. But it was like a 9 a.m. morning or 8:30 a.m. morning, and we have a figure model that day, and she's just sitting front and center there, and she was like, "Great, just what I love in the morning: dongs and balls." She was. Just so hilarious. It just cracked me up. So,
it sounds like you had a pretty good day other than the car not starting.
The car not starting sucked.
Well, how did you get a start? Did you get a jump?
Called my brother. He came over, and just as my brother showed up, the car that was parked beside me the entire time I sat there, a woman came out and she was like, "Oh, do you need a jump?" And I'm like, not anymore. Like, where were you 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago? Like, but anyway, it started. We'll see what happens with I might have to get a new battery. So we'll see.
Well,
I don't know if I can continue.
All I can say is that I need a break.
Okay. That's fair enough.
So this is a good time to do it right here.
Let's do it. Well, now that you've shopped on jandjack.com/Amazon for all your
and who hasn't
figure model needs, there was more to my day than just that. But
don't care. Anyway,
I
know. Don't care.
For everybody else, this is like on to other subjects. What have you guys been watching?
Watching.
Just Seinfeld.
I was watching some of the Clone Wars, so I did watch the three episodes that you had referenced a couple of weeks ago.
The Mortis arc, right?
Yeah, it's so cool, man.
Yeah,
like badass stuff. You know, we'll save this for future Own a Bruise, but season 3 of Clone Wars, 3?
Yeah,
season three of the Clone Wars. Like, but halfway through it, you get some like real crazy story arc that goes back into like the origins slash visions of the future for Anakin Skywalker, and it's totally awesome. And in my opinion, it's the best of the series so far. I kind of think that the stories have been kind of slow and kind of, you know, all over the place for the most part. But these three episodes together were awesome. And I would have loved to seen that in some type of, you know, live action version of Star Wars somehow. But it was totally cool. Totally cool.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything for you. So, you know, you'll just discover it as you go along. But yeah, definitely a high point. High watermark point for that show, and you know, hang in there with it. I think that there's good episodes, there's great story arcs, there's bad episodes, and there's kind of some shitty story arcs. So
did anyone watch the Oscars?
No,
I did not.
I didn't even know it was on until I saw it trending on Twitter, because my wife goes, "That tonight?" I go, "I guess it is. I don't know. I don't know." And I saw that the you know, when they sing the song and they're saluting people that died the year before, Tim Conway wasn't on it.
When did he die?
I thought he just died a few months ago, right?
No.
Am I wrong? Has it been longer than?
I don't know, but sometimes when they do the in memorandum kind of thing, I don't know what their cutoff and start date is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He died in May.
Yeah. I mean, it's, but then they had the guy, you know, that played Chewbacca. Is that Chewbacca?
Yeah. Yeah. Peter Mayhew.
Mm-hmm. Now, did he do any other movies besides Chewbacca?
You shut your mouth.
I'm just saying.
It's national treasure.
Tim Conway was a comedic genius, and he's left off.
Yeah,
Luke Perry. I watched it on. I went on YouTube and watched it, and I'm like going, "Wow!" Just they left a lot of people off. But
yeah, so like Luke Perry, Cameron Boyce, who is
Robert Conrad was left off. I guess Robert Conrad was more of a TV actor.
Anybody but who still, has a kid younger than the age of 12, 13 years old knows about Cameron Boyce from The Descendants and other Disney fame.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
that was tragic. Just kind of
so I mean, I just, and again, not to pick on Chewbacca, but it was like going, well, Tim Conway's, you leave Tim Conway off.
He wasn't bilingual, as far as I know. He didn't speak two languages.
I don't know.
Peter Mayhew could speak Wookiees and human.
Again, I'm not saying he shouldn't have been on it. I'm just saying Tim Conway was a genius, and he's left off it. And then you get the people that they applaud, they don't applaud. It's like either you applaud everybody or you just shut the fuck up. I've had this argument from day one. It's like, okay, everybody up there deserves, they contributed to Hollywood, they contributed to your business. Just because you say, oh, clap for that person, and then we gotta stop.
Yeah,
it's like when you go to any graduation, you got the people that clap really loud, and you can't hear the next three names because they're still clapping so loud, and people go, I want to hear, I'm going to clap for my kid. Well, that's great, but while you're clapping for your kid, my kid, I couldn't hear their name being announced because you're clapping after you were told 50 times not to clap.
My child did not graduate because of you.
Yeah,
I never. I'm just saying, their name called.
Either you let everybody clap and you just delay it. But I don't get it. It's just like, you know, shut your pie hole and stop clapping, or clap for everybody.
Yeah.
I said it.
Everybody needs a clapping trophy these days.
Exactly. That's true.
Exactly.
So my summer lineup of concerts is starting to grow a bit. Concerts and shows. You guys may remember talking about this last year, that my wife and I, one of our biggest vices and our biggest money pits is the amount of money we spend on going to live shows, concerts, performances, etc. And I'm going away for a concert. I'm going across the country for a concert this year. Going to San Diego.
No.
Technically, I'm staying in San Diego. for the concert's going to be in Irvine.
Oh yeah, I would want to stay in Irvine.
No, my buddy Jeff still lives out in San Diego, so going to see Dave Matthews for two nights at Irvine, some outdoor amphitheater.
That's nice.
On top of the concert that we're going to see out here, and on top of that, my wife is going to see him for another two nights at local casino Mohegan Sun. So she's going to see
Dave. You're keeping Dave Matthews in business.
Hey, did I ever tell you about the three times? Everybody tell you about the time I met Dave Matthews?
Did you really?
Yeah,
his penis was dripping.
No, he came into the art supply store that I work for now.
Really?
No kid.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And he came in, bought like a sketchbook and like just kind of a handful of things. And we didn't really mess with him at all, you know. And then at checkout, you know, I just did the like, you know, you look like, and he was like, we're in town doing, and I was like, oh, cool. And I said, my wife's a big fan, you know, and he was like, oh, well, I'll put you on the guest list. And I was like, okay. So I got free tickets. I didn't get to go backstage or anything cool, you know, but I got
free tickets
to go. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Probably because you wore an obnoxious dick. That's probably
why. I've heard out of all accounts, like, he's supposed to be like a really fucking awesome dude. I mean, I don't know, but all the stories I've heard, he's been a nice guy. But,
I didn't kind of, ooh, you know, yeah. And so my boss was pissed because I didn't invite him, like, oh, my boss has got these guitars and stuff. I'm like, no, that's
I don't do that.
That's going too far.
Yeah. And I'm like, so, he would not do that.
So my wife, Amanda, is going to see him twice at the opening of this tour at the local casino in Connecticut. And then he comes back to play an outdoor amphitheater around here, which I'm going to see him in Mansfield, which is not that far from where I live. And then I'm going to go fly across the country and see him two nights up in Irvine. So definitely the most I've seen him, which is kind of good. I mean,
so you stay in San Diego and drive back and forth. It's not that
far, I guess. Yeah, it's like an hour and a half, maybe, tops.
I don't think it's that.
Yeah, so, and he's like north side of San Diego, so it's even less. But, so doing that, and then I'm trying to get tickets to see Dead & Company. They're playing at Fenway Park this year.
Oh. So
getting tickets to the Fenway Park shows are always super difficult. So I registered for the registered, you know, verified fan pre-sale, which is like a lottery thing. Didn't get in. So I'm going to try a couple more times, but figure it out. I'm going to see, you guys ever heard of the comedian Drew Lynch? He was on,
sounds familiar.
He's on America's, what do you call it? The Got Talent a couple years ago. So okay. Drew Lynch was, when he was 20 years old, he got hit in the head with a softball and then smacked his head on the ground. And since then he's actually developed like a severe stutter. But he kind of took the situation and turned it into a positive and actually took his humor on the road. And now he's a stand-up comedian and he's fucking hysterical, like super, super funny. So I'm actually going to see him on a week from Thursday.
What did the damage, the softball or hitting his head on the ground?
I don't know. Good question. I mean, probably.
Those softballs are hard. They're like giant cannonballs. So probably the softball.
So if you ever get a chance, I mean, I'll put some stuff on the Facebook group, but you should check him out. Drew Lynch. He's super, super funny. So we're going to see him next week. And then I'm going to see Letterkenny live. But they're going to do like a sketch comedy tour. So I'm going to see that. And what else am I doing? Steve Hofstetter, another comedian. He's a tall redhead guy known for just destroying hecklers.
I feel like I should just have my IMDb out here and look at it.
Yeah. I'm sitting front row for that show, which I'm like excited for, but nervous at the same time. I don't want him to call me out on something because he's known for just destroying people who heckle and people who are in the front row. So we'll see. But lots of stuff happened around here.
Wow. You're doing a lot.
But this is what we do, though. I mean, we don't go on lavish cruises or anything like that. We spend a week on the beach, and then we go to concerts. And now comedy shows.
I'm going to Disney World.
We'll see.
When are you doing that?
That's awesome.
Oh, in November?
November, yeah. The whole family's going.
Oh, I wish I could do that.
We want to see, because we want to see the kids, not the kid, our kids, care less about them.
Yeah.
The grandkids' reaction to Disney World.
Yeah.
Sure.
I prefer Disneyland, but Disney World's okay.
I've never been to Disney World, and right now, my family's saving. We have kind of like a family jar that we're all kind of like pitching into. So right now I feel like I've pitched in the most, but whatever, you know, it's not like,
are you calling out your kids?
Yeah. They're being total dicks about it. So no, my daughter's actually contributed some money and they've been doing different jobs for, like, we have a neighbor and they've been trying to help out at my work. So doing odd jobs.
That's cool.
So, and then they put in that money for that. And it's, yeah. So we're saving up for it. Don't know. We're thinking about next January, you know, like,
yeah.
So, we're trying to go on an off month, I guess. I don't know.
The best time to go for it when it's the cheapest is the summer, but it's so hot and humid in the summer that nobody goes.
Yeah, see, the thing, I want to go to Disney with my kids so badly, but the unfortunate truth of being married to someone who works in a school is that the only time you go are when they jack up the prices. And it's like, I've already priced it out. I mean, if I want to bring my family to Disney World, I'm going to be spending $65,000 to $7,000. $6,500 to $7,000 just for a week.
Ours isn't that bad. Ours, we're going first week of November, so it's not that bad.
Yeah.
First week of November.
The thing is, I can't do that, right? So, like, she can't be not in school. So for us to go, it would have to be during Christmas vacation, which in my line of work, there's no way I'm getting a week off near Christmas. Or if you go through, you know, February or April vacation for the schools. But coincidentally, when those weeks are the, like, literally 150 to 200% price increases, because they know exactly what they're doing, that's when kids are off, right? And they're families trying to go on vacation. So it just turns into, like, this huge expense. And now you're probably saying, well, if you didn't go to so many goddamn concerts and comedy shows, you wouldn't have the money to go. But yeah, you might be right. But screw you.
Well, you want your son to be older too to experience it too.
Yeah,
you're absolutely right. But like, I do have a ping of regret that I didn't take my daughter before he was born.
Hmm.
I do. I wish I could have made that work, but you guys know that the last 4 years have been quite interesting. So,
sure.
But who knows? Down the road,
I was trying to just get the. Why don't we just go to Hershey Park? Everyone looked at me like I was stupid. I go, what's wrong with Hershey Park?
Jack, are you comparing Hershey Park with fucking Disney World?
It's a lot cheaper.
That's fair.
And the chocolate
place on Earth.
The chocolate at Hershey Park's a lot better than it is at Disneyland.
They have the Millennium Falcon.
I'm sure they have it.
So. You know, that's what we have actually on our saving jar. We have a picture of the Millennium Falcon. So that's our goal jar, man. You know, it's like
that's good. So, I mean, you gotta have goals in life.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of goals in life, I got a quick story to share. I posted this earlier on Facebook, but
was it a nude bot and a nude photo?
Definitely not.
Because I could figure draw that.
Okay. No, because it has to do with my daughter, so there's no nudes there involved.
Thank goodness. Thank you. I was worried.
So I was laying down in bed while trying to coerce my daughter to get ready for bed, right? Go brush her teeth. I was sitting there, you know, reading my emails and stuff.
Sure.
So she's standing in front of like a floor length mirror in her bedroom. Stand there, she's like looking at herself, posing, looking in the mirror, doing her thing. And she goes, "Dad, do you know who the first female football player is in the NFL?" And here I am. I'm like, did I miss like some breaking news? I'm like, no, who? She goes, "Emma Skypeck. I'm gonna make history."
Nice.
And I was like,
wow,
fuck yeah. That's awesome. So now she's like on this whole thing. She's like, "I want you to get me a football for my birthday. I'm gonna be the first ever female in the NFL and I'm gonna make history. It's gonna be awesome."
Is a kicker or
No, she wants to be QB one. She wants to be QB one. Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. I'm but pumped.
There's got to be some you know, youth leagues that she can be involved in.
She
well, near you. Already, I mean, like, yeah. there's got to be.
She's already looked into it.
Oh wow.
Yeah, she's like, I found out about these leagues that my friends at school play. She goes, they're all telling me I can't because I'm a girl, but I'm going to prove them wrong. And I'm just like,
nice.
Jesus like Christ, that. This kid's fucking badass. Like,
I like that attitude.
Like, I've never been like overbearing with like the you can do anything you want. I've always just said there. I've never made any distinction of what she can and can't do. So I've never highlighted the fact that, oh, you can do whatever you want. You're because you're a girl. You're strong. Like I've always just encouraged her to do everything, you know. She's never heard that narrative from me of like rah. I'm not saying that's a negative thing. I just always just encourage her to do whatever she wants to do. Don't pay attention to any type of like barriers or anything. And she's coming back with it. She's like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to be the first one. And I'm like, well, shit. Yes, you are. Let's go. I'll get you that football. Tomorrow, we'll have to wait for your birthday. So,
what made her was she does that have
you know what? She's I can tell that at school she's very competitive, like, and she always wants to be, you know, included in everything. She just wants to be a part of everything, you know. She's very outgoing in that sense. And there is a TV show that she had been watching a couple of weeks ago. It's a Disney show where there's a girl that's a quarterback. And I didn't even think any two and two together. And I realized like, yeah, she's got these influences of this show that she's watching, but she isn't watching it. Cool. She watched it once and it was like, I couldn't even tell you the name of the show, but it's on Disney Plus and it takes place in Texas and there's like a high school football team or a junior high school, like, I don't know, football league. And the lead character is a female who ends up playing quarterback for the team. So now she's all fucking pumped up. And she said that. And like, I had that, like, you know, how there's those moments you have when your kids say something and you're just like, fuck. Yes. You know, I was just so proud. I like screamed. My wife was like, what are you screaming for? Jackson's sleeping, you idiot. Don't wake him up.
It's like when my son said, I don't want to play Little League anymore. I said, thank God. I'm kidding. But I did because I gave it, I said, look, either you start practicing, you need to make a decision. Is this something you, because we weren't forcing him to do it. I said, if you want to do it, because I was like you, if you want to do something, I'll support you 100%. If you don't want to do it, don't waste my time. You know, it's just like, you're not hurting my feelings if you don't want to do it. But he eventually said, and then about 5-6 years later, he goes, you should have pushed me. I go, no, that's something you had to decide to do. I mean, when I was playing sports, I went out there and I did it on my dad tried to get me into golf when I was 8. I hated it. I couldn't stand it. Everyone else was bowling on my street and I wanted to bowl. But that was the one time I told my dad, I hate it. I don't want to golf anymore. Hmm. So probably made a mistake, but probably more money in golf than bowling. But and anyway, but yeah, I just, I, you know, when he said, but yeah, 5 years later, cause he had the talent and then all of a sudden became very competitive. Whereas he wasn't competitive when he was younger.
Yeah.
Something happened overnight where he decided, you know, cause no one wants to play board games with him ever. Have you played, what is that?
Fireball Island. I have been, I'm a convert. I am definitely like
Yeah, but playing against Jay is no fun, right?
I don't know. You know,
just be honest.
Look, I'm sure as a father to son thing. No. I know he doesn't listen. I'm just saying, like, I'm sure as a father to son thing, it sucks playing with Jay. But no, as a friend, I'm just saying as a friend, as a casual friend.
His wife will tell you the same thing.
Okay. The first time I played Fireball Island with him, yeah, he was determined. He had the fire in his eyes. Now he's kind of more of a seasoned player, and it's just kind of like hanging out, shoot. You know, like he's like, yeah, like I'm in it, but whatever. He's a turncoat. He will stab you in the back for Fireball Island.
Yeah, eventual, yeah.
But.
Yeah. I think the last band we played, Life.
Oh,
and he was we partnered up, and he was partnered with Dale, and they just kept changing the rules until they won. I go, well, I don't care, you win. I don't care anymore. We won. I go, okay.
My son legitimately stormed out of the room because he got like two lose a turns in a row or whatever. We were playing the Star Wars board game. It's like the 1977 Star Wars board game. It's like the old school style kind of. So, and, but the rest of the family, we were like, we're just going to keep playing. So, and which so just no, drove so
no,
crazy.
So no one, you didn't run after him. You just let him storm.
No. We just were like, okay, we'll let him have his, you know, but, you know, I mean, we try to reason with him. We're like, look, you can't act like this, but there's certain times in which you tell your son that, and there's other times that you don't. And, yeah. I'm not always good at, you know, the now's not the time. Sometimes I just push it to the point where he's pissed. But
that sounds like me, because my wife would always go, why do you do that? I go, because they're wrong. Sometimes right. You get it back up. I go, you don't ever do that for me. I go, minute I make a mistake, you're right. I said, I go, how's it different for the kids? I go, I am who I am. I'm not going to learn. I'm done learning.
I had a good, I told you so moment today with my son where I, you know, like he was working on something and I was able to kind of just like, look, you can't act like this every time things go wrong. And he actually didn't say anything else. The thing that gets me is that you're trying to like just coax him to be a better person, but every time like you tell him he's wrong about something, he's got to have all of these excuses like, well, it was this, it was this, it was this. And I just was like,
but you know what,
no,
that's every kid USA.
Yeah, no, it is. But I'm just like,
I used to complain Jay was that way, but I was that way, and I
just want him to make sure that he grows up to be a like not a complete douchebag. So you know, I'm just like, look,
it was he 9?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he'll be fine. I have faith. I have faith in
him. All right.
I know, because my our garbage disposal went out, so I went and bought a garbage disposal. And
well, what'd you get?
I just got the cheapest one, and I just said, and I the one part where you have to connect it and kind of lock it into place.
Yeah,
well, I'm trying to put it up there. I'm trying to keep the thing down. My granddaughter's there, and she kept coming over and sitting with me because she likes to help out and do these things. I go, okay, yeah. I go, as much as I want you here, da, 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 and they go, you can't swear because she's right there with you. And then I had it up there. When I go, finally got it all together, but I didn't tighten it yet. I had it where I want, because I had to put I made a mistake not putting the pipe in, you know, where the water drains out first. I go, oh, crap. I go, now I got to turn this around the other way. And it fell. I go, fuck. And I go, not bad, only one time with the granddaughter in here. And they all just, my daughter looked at me and my wife looked at me, and my granddaughter was watching Bubble Guppy. She comes running around the corner. What did I miss?
That's awesome.
I go, well, you know, I go, that was the only time I swore though. Because I was mad at myself. I go, God, I just, why did I forget to put that piece in? So I'm trying, you know, you're trying to work it out so you don't have to take everything apart again. And it falls. I go, ah, fuck. No, I just got the, it wasn't the cheapest one. It was like the middle of the road one. I don't know. Just actually, it was the same one I got last time.
I bought one when I was at my old house, and the house or the sink wasn't, you know, set up for it. So I had to actually run. I didn't do the install. I hired a plumber to come and do it because at the, you know, essentially run new pipe from the dishwasher to the garbage disposal to the sink, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. But I miss it. I'm on septic now, so I don't have the ability to do it, which I'm kind of pissed. But
I do have an interesting story getting the garbage disposal, because I also picked up.
Does it have to do with nudes?
No, it's not that cool. Mm. As you can see behind me, I'm going to put, I got foam. That foam soundproof stuff.
Yeah.
So I got chair rail. I've had the foam stuff for like, but I was waiting until I moved back in here. And so I can put chair rail up here. So I'm gonna have to move all these photos up. But chair and the foam's gonna be right here and all this different stuff. And I go, so I'm walking around and the shopping cart I got, I'm at Lowe's. It's the front wheel. I go, and I got about halfway through. I go, because you get them in the outs, you know, at Home Depot and Lowe's, you get the shopping cart outside.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was cold. The wind was blowing because I forgot to tell the other story. I'll tell that afterwards. But no, it was windy. It was cold.
Story.
It was windy. It was cold. So I'm walking around. It's, and, you know, people are looking at you because you got this. You got that. I should have went and got back.
That's the other not car. Why they were looking at you, Jack.
Well, because I'm cool.
You were dripping.
You know, it does happen. It does happen. It goes right to my sock, and I just wring my sock out, and everything's okay.
Okay, no, so, go ahead with your story here, because, you know.
This lady is.
Was you know she people, nude?
No.
Go ahead.
There was a lady and a guy. And actually, there were like three people who had dogs in Lowe's. They're walking their dogs. So I'm pushing the shopping cart, coming down to where they're at. She picks up her dog because the dog is freaking out, I guess, because the shopping cart. Picks up the dog and then gives me a dirty look as I walk by. I say, oh, excuse me. She's giving me a dirty look like you scared my dog.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't my fucking shopping. It wasn't my fucking shopping cart.
You should have. You missed your opportunity. You should have said, that is not my cart.
Well, she was young and wouldn't have got it, but her... She's looking. I mean, she literally. If looks could kill, I'd be dead in aisle 7 because I'm looking at her, going. Well, first, why does the fucking dog have to come with you to Lowe's?
Right.
Is the dog picking out the molding, the crown molding you're using?
What kind of dog was it?
It was a small dog, like a little rat dog.
Did it have? I love my rat dogs. Just shut your face.
I have one.
I don't know. It was a dog. It was, you know,
I don't bring him into fucking Lowe's.
That is true. I do not do that.
Is it my fault that the fucking dog was afraid of my shopping cart?
No,
that is not why.
And I wasn't even. And if I knew the dog, to be honest with you, if I knew the dog was going to be afraid of the shopping cart, I probably would have turned around, and went down a different aisle. I wasn't even thinking. I disagree with that
probably not. Statement.
But I had everything. I was actually going to the checkout. So then I go to the checkout and I do the self-serve and I go to put cash and I go, these only take 18. I go, I can't do cash. Because I'd already been pissy about one point because the thing kept, I said, no, I don't want a bag. 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 Because I keep saying, I didn't need a bag. And it's just every single, I go, God, fuck. The thing is 8 feet long. You don't have a bag big enough for this. Anyway, let's see. The dog, it was a black dog. No.
Oh, why does it have to be a black dog?
Well, it was. It was a black dog.
Like the Led Zeppelin song?
Great song.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. No, like it was a pitbull. That dog, I would have gone the other way.
It was
more like that dog. Kind of like that dog right there, yeah. But just really small.
Anyway, listeners at home, I am scrolling through lots of different pictures of dogs while...
yeah, it looks like my dog.
This dog.
I'm like pointing at it. Like that one right there.
The fat dog? That looked like a pig. That looked like a pot-belly pig.
This dog is like insanely fat. Like just huge. Sorry, dog. I'll stop
sharing.
Dog
needs to get on a treadmill. No kidding. Anyway, that was my story at Lowe's. And I'm like, and she just gave me the dirtiest fucking look. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. But we had a storm come through the... DeVille. We had a storm come through Friday, and it ripped our tiles off our roof, our shingles. Yeah, because we have that doorbell where you can see who it is. And my wife goes, the neighbor's at the door. I go, what the hell's a neighbor today? He's got something. So I go downstairs. He had some of our shingles had gone into his yard.
Oh shit!
The storm was that bad. It was like, so now we have the guy coming out tomorrow. Hopefully. Because we need new roof anyway, so hopefully they just say, "Ah, fuck it, you pay the deductible," and we'll. But I don't know if they're going to do that or not. So we'll
get
see.
Get some Tesla tiles, man. Use the opportunity.
That's what I want, but I can't afford it right now.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah, I can't, it's what I really would like to do, but I can't afford it right now. But that was my story. Other than we were going to Alex's birthday party.
Alex.
He turned two and we're driving out there. And luckily my car, I was paying attention, but also my car tells me if some asshole doesn't know what they're doing. It beeps and stuff like that. I go, what the fuck is this person doing? Literally, the person was driving like this. She was driving like this.
Oh,
I'm not
yeah.
kidding. The phone was in front of her face. She had no clue that she'd come. I go, and we're
that
driving
is the
along.
Worst.
We're driving alongside her. I go, look at that stupid idiot. She doesn't
I don't
even
think
know.
You said
she doesn't
that
even,
word.
Why? Well, yeah, I use something else. And my wife's like, will you just let it go? I go, no, look at that stupid idiot. She's texting. She hasn't put the phone down. She's going to kill herself. She's going to kill someone else. I've said this. I said this 10, 12, 13 years ago. I go, if it's that important, pull over to the side of the road and finish the text message. It's just, that might have been the word.
Okay,
it was one of them. It was one of them. But all I'm right. and my wife goes, we just drive by before she loses control and slams into us. You were lucky the first time.
So she Massachusetts actually is going to be incorporating our hands-free driving law. It goes into effect on the 23rd of this month.
Hey, you know, that's one thing that Indiana is being proactive about. So I can at least applaud my state for moving forward with.
You know, California has had that law for years. And when I go to California,
I realize, and there, you know, there are some, you know, people that haven't gotten around to realizing like how awful this is. I mean, I've seen a semi truck driver doing the look down thing. And I'm like, yeah. You're a semi truck driver. You are driving 65 miles per hour on the road. You are like a rolling tank that can just like destroy.
Didn't that person that killed like 13 people ran over the motorcycle guy? Wasn't he doing that? He was in a semi and he was texting and driving.
No wonder we want to replace like semi trucks with like robot cars. So, better yet, a high, you know, monorail.
Because here in North Carolina, you're allowed to do, I guess, whatever you want. I don't think there's any laws.
check out this law. This is nuts. Like, I don't know how they're going to enforce it, but it's kind of crazy. So, drivers who are over 18 can only use electronic devices in mobile hands-free mode and are only permitted to touch the devices to activate hands-free mode. Not permitted to hold or support any electronic device or phone. Cannot touch phone except to activate hands-free, and can only enable when the device is installed or properly mounted to the windshield, dashboard, or center console. Not allowed to touch the device for texting, emailing, apps, video, or internet. Activation of GPS of navigation is permitted when it's installed properly or mounted properly. Handheld use is allowed only if the vehicle is both stationary and not located in a public travel lane or bicycle lane, but is not allowed at red lights or stop signs. Voice to text communications is legal only when the device is properly mounted. Fines of up to $500.
That's a lot of money just to play your phone.
I literally said, if the state wants to hire me, I will go around. You know, like how Google has Google Maps and they have that thing up that takes pictures of everything?
Yeah.
Give me a car like that. I will go around and take pictures of people texting and driving. And they can get huge fines. Because I remember having this argument with Jay. God, I can't remember. It was the original Ramblecast way back when. I said, this is going to be worse than people drinking and driving.
Yeah.
And he argued, no, because it's becoming more, and more addicting. And you have younger kids that literally can't go anywhere. I mean, you go to any restaurant, what do you see? Everybody in the family is texting. Even the older people now are texting.
I see trees of green, red roses too. Sorry. I'm just thinking of that one song.
Yeah,
a wonderful world.
Yeah,
but I just it's fuck it. Put especially the texting. Put the goddamn phone down. Put it down.
It's true, man. And I'll say that as a parent, I have been so cognizant of it, right? Because you know, with kids looking at the devices and where they get it from, they get it from us.
Sure.
You know, they see that we value what's on that screen as important, and unfortunately, at times, more important than what's going on in front of us. And I caught myself on my phone once, more than once, but I caught myself. I realized that the weight of it while I was holding my son feeding him. And the most pure reaction you can see is by someone who doesn't, you know, the kid doesn't know what the fuck's going on, but he looks over and sees me looking at my phone and he needs to know what's going on. And I was like, oh my God, what the fuck am I doing? And I've ever since that realization, that moment where I realized that, oh my God, this kid is now interested because he sees I'm looking at this phone. I'm not paying attention to him. So there must be something really important or significant. And that's coming from the brain of an infant, you know?
Right.
So I put my phone down when I'm feeding my son. We have a rule in our house now that, during dinner time, in the time leading up to, if we're preparing dinner, phones are away.
Right.
And they're away for at least an hour afterwards. You know,
it's tough.
It's hard.
I'm saying, especially if something's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've
had a screen time limit for our kids for a long time.
Yep.
Where they basically have 30 minutes and it's also taken away. So it is like a thing of like, you lost screen time, dude. Like you blew a gasket, you're throwing a temper tantrum. Like, that's it.
You're done.
You know, or like there's been some severe times where they've had it taken away for much longer, you know? And for a kid, yeah, like it's a big deal that like, that's their toy. They can play video games on there. They can talk to their cousins on there. But other than that, it's not an active cell phone, but it is a device that they look up stuff. And you know, limiting the amount, and as that is the one thing that scientists have also said, like, if you want to raise healthy, you know, mindful children, you limit the amount of screen time that they get, whether it's through TV, video games, like it has to be just a set amount. And, all that being said, I'm always amazed that my son picks up on technology that I'm like, oh yeah, I guess you could do this. Like, I think I maybe mentioned it on the last podcast. I don't know, but that my son created a screen, like a slideshow of just lightsabers.
Oh yeah.
So I'm gonna share with you the first page there that he has.
I like the lettering.
Right. And all of these lightsabers that he's collected.
Put the dark saber on there.
I don't know. He continually adds to this. So I'm just flipping through this for the guys that can see this. But there is every single lightsaber gathered here. This is Mace Windu, Darth Sidious, Darth Maul. Shut up, Siri. It's incredible the amount of work that he's put into all of this. And
I just hope that you don't look at this and he's updated it one day and you're like, oh fuck, that's not a lightsaber.
Yeah.
I was thinking, kind of thinking, like some of those are like, yeah.
Ooh, that's got a couple plugs on it. What's going on with
it?
Mm-hmm.
He seriously like searches out lightsaber technology as if it was porn. So I mean, like the number of
slides. I mean, that looked like the cross reference of a fleshlight right there.
This is pretty impressive.
I mean, like we're up to 50.
I didn't realize there were this many of them.
Go back. The end. Or is it?
I like that.
And then he ends with this. This is his.
That's awesome.
Ending. Was that Edward Scissorhand?
That's the Swiss Army blade.
That's Swiss Army. There you go.
So anyway, I've showed the guys just kind of a brief preview there, but
that's awesome.
So it's kind of awesome. One of those things where it's like technology. It's this like weird double-edged thing where you're like, okay, double-edged lightsaber, exactly.
Well, I know when I'm feeding my grandson, my granddaughter will come over and she, you know, she wants the attention. So she'll take my phone and she literally knows how to turn it on, get it going, go to the different things. And different, so, well, sometimes she deletes things. I go, wait, what happened to my app I had here? She's deleted it. So it's like, I go, or she puts it on airplane mode. My wife goes, send me a message. I've called you. I go, is it wrong? I don't know what's going on. And she, I go, oh, hold on a second. I'm on airplane mode. Why do you let her play on your phone? I go, it keeps her quiet for 15 minutes so I can feed the kid. So it's like, you know, I got kids here. It's like,
Dude, I had a revelatory moment this morning. So today and tomorrow, my day's off this week. And I was home with my son today. And
it's a great picture, by the way, with him behind you.
Yeah, and he's awesome. Yeah. And so I woke up this morning. I overslept. I slept past my snooze bar. And my daughter's school doors open, and the first cars are let you know, first kids are let in at 8:15. And I live a mile from her school. Nice. I woke up at 8:10. And as well as like when you hop out of bed, you're like,
wide awake.
Fuck. Yeah. Right. So the thankfully she was up. She's already dressed. She already fed herself breakfast. I'm like, good
job. She's got her cleats on. She's got her shoulder pads on.
Sure. Exactly. She's ready to rock. I'm like, Emma, we gotta go. Like, get all your stuff together. She's like, it's already ready, Dad. I already made myself a snack bag. I'm like, oh, good job. Nice. Okay. I have to go figure out your brother. I'll be right back. Just make sure you're ready to go for school. And so here I am freaking out because school's open in a minute. And fast forward, spoiler, she was late by 5 minutes. But going back to the story.
So I had to just tell her teachers, like, it's my lazy dad. Goes,
my dad overslept.
She's on 6 weeks detention.
She walked up. She goes, it's okay, Dad. You overslept. It's not a big deal. I'm like, oh, don't tell your principal that. But anyway, so like, I had to like get my son up. My son's in his bed. He's kind of like rustling around, kind of like doing his morning cry and the whole nine. So he's got to be fed. He's got to be changed. He's got to be dressed to get out the door in the car seat so I can get my daughter to school, and then we can go off and do our day. And so I'm freaking out. I'm like, God damn it. So I made a bottle. I got him on the changing pad. Like, you know, as a baby, he's freaking out because it's nice. not true, but funny nonetheless. Chat reference, everybody listening at home. So I'm sitting there, and when babies are trying to change them, it's like wrestling a goddamn alligator trying to get their shit diaper off while you don't just, you know, smash their face in their own poop. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I have his bottle here. I'm just like, here, I gave him the bottle, and he just goes, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. So I'm like, he's beating himself, so I have to skip that step. And I'm doing all this shit, and I'm getting his diaper off to this. I'm putting new clothes on. He's like, burp, and I was like, this is an amazing dad moment right here. Like he just fed himself while I changed his shit diaper, and he got dressed, and this is. I did that in the matter of like 5 minutes. This is fantastic. So I get in my rear car.
You're going to save me time every day, kid.
I'm like, this is the way. This is the way. Damn it! This is how you're going to get ready every morning now.
So like, women everywhere are just shaking their heads. Like,
I know, and I did it again. I did it again as he's going to bed tonight. I was changing before he's going to bed, and I gave him the bottle. He's like, let's go. He just started to down the bottle. I'm like, yes. Okay, I've solved the wrestle the alligator moment.
I know my grandson just turned 5 months. He's trying to grab the bottle and feed himself.
Duh, let it happen.
And we have this rug on the ground, and Zach was here. I was trying to get him his bacon. He likes squishy bacon. Doesn't like it fully cooked. So I said, okay, hold on a second. And Zach. I got Ava who's wants something, and he. So I put him on. I go, all right, dude. Okay, you've just eaten. Just sit here in the middle of the rug. I'm running back and forth. I turn around. I go, how the fuck did you get over there? Literally, he was like 5 feet away, facing the other direction. Well, I watch him. He pulls himself. He's trying to crawl, but if he could just get his arm, what he does is he pulls himself on the rug and then rolls over, pulls himself up, and rolls over. So he's. I go, well, Christ! Now I got to pay attention to you. it's just crazy. It's like, oh my God, I go, dude, slow down. And he's the pet. You're talking about how they move their legs, they don't stop moving. This kid never stops moving. You're trying to feed him, you're trying to get the spoon in, it before he slaps it away and it goes across his face. And I go, dude, please stop moving your arms. Stop moving your legs. Stop. And my daughter goes, why is he all messy? I go, have you ever fed your son? You need to put him like in a plastic bubble to feed him because he's
So Jack, what this is getting real parental here, but what kind of bottles do you guys have at the house for him?
I don't know. Whatever they
plastic or they glass?
They're plastic, but they have like the little blue filter thing inside and a thing on top. And yeah, something like that.
The reason why I ask is that we have both. We've got the glass and the plastic, and you know, the glass ones are better in a sense because you're easier to clean and you get them cleaner.
Right.
But the plastic ones, that is why he's feeding himself, because he can lift them up. They're not nearly
as heavy. Right, they're not as heavy. Yeah, it makes sense.
And as they get older, too, so like the glass bottles are lower capacity than some of the plastic ones that we have. So like he's drinking 8 to 10 ounces now in a bottle in addition to the real foods that he's eating. So when you're trying to make one bottle in the glass ones of 8 ounces, there's so little room to actually do the mixing. Like you're spilling formula everywhere. It just sucks. But you get the plastic ones, and those have like a 10 to 11 ounce capacity. So it's just like, shake it up. Let's go.
My kids were young. They were plastic, but they were just hollow. And you inserted these plastic bags, and you would put those in and then pour the formula in. I still remember this one morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. I'll go do the bottle. So I take the thing, I take the formula, and I'm pouring it. I'm like going, the fuck is all over me? I go, I didn't put the plastic insert in. So it's all over me. And everyone knows, anyone out there who's dealt with formula,
that sucks.
It's a pain in the ass, especially three. So I go, I'm cussing and swearing. My wife's, you're going to wake up there. You're going to wake up Jay. I go, oh, fuck, he can sleep through anything. So I had to go clean it all up. It was painful.
So if there's any new parents out there, or, you know, potentially if you plan on having a kid anytime soon, I will tell you the best $15 that you can spend.
Go to Pornhub.com.
Yeah.
Jerk it all out, because I'll tell you what. You're not getting anytime soon.
Oh, 10 bucks even at Walmart. This thing is the balls. Let me see if I can. You want to go ahead?
No. Sure. Yeah.
Share my screen for me, then.
I don't know how. You have to put it in the.
Oh, I have to say to do so. Okay.
I think you do. Yeah. So
right, there we go.
Oh, there it is.
So if you, for new parents out there, Dr. Brown's formula mixing pitcher.
Ooh.
This thing is the best. So you make you pre-make your bottles, right? So essentially what you do is you put your water up to like, you know, what, 16, 20, even up to 32 ounces of water in this pitcher. And then you throw the formula, the mixed powder in there. And the handle, when you lift it up and down, that little thing spins around. It's a little mixing blade, as it shows. And you just make a pitcher of your formula, so you just go and pour your bottles when you need to.
Now, my daughter,
it's also good for just frothing cream. You know, like up some like put some heavy whipping cream in there, push that rim job up and down.
Yeah, I'll tell you though. But here's the thing: that thing comes in handy at 3 o'clock in the morning, like Jack mentioned.
It looks like that.
But my daughter claims that, and my son-in-law. It's only good for once you mix it. It's only good for an hour. They said even if I put it in the refrigerator.
No, you can put that in there for. I'll make it at night, and it's just so I can make my morning.
They have like the most expensive formula, so I'm like going, okay, how many ounces I think he's going to have? I go, because this stuff's gold.
I like how you're like using like the little.
I got the little handle.
They're new parents. You know, they're probably tired. They've missed some reading. You know, on this.
She's always calling up. You think son has this? No. But Matt, he was. Go ahead.
Share my screen again.
I will do that, sir.
You're stalking someone.
Wow. How long is formula good for? When your baby formula is refrigerated, you prepare from a powder, no longer than 24 hours.
Wow.
You can hold it in your fridge for up to a day.
Okay.
If it's sitting at room temperature, it's no longer than 2 hours.
Boom. I bet that's what they're thinking about.
If the bottle's been warmed, discard after 1 hour.
That's what it is, because usually I warm it up.
Oh, see, right.
We have the little baby warmer thing.
Ice cold formula.
So he'll be good going out through the bars with you.
That's what I'm saying. So we did that with my daughter as well, right? So there is a question about do you want to get like a bottle warmer for the registry, the setting? I'm like, no. And then somebody gave us the advice. I can't remember who it was. It was like, you go, the best thing you can do is to not warm their bottle, because whenever you do warm their bottle, that's the only way they're going to drink it. So, I can literally take that pitcher out of the fridge. Cold, pour a bottle, and he downs it every time.
Yeah, it's because I heat it, and then it has to be done after an hour.
Yeah, and if you're heating it, then that's correct.
Because my son-in-law, he got this baby mixing foods thing because he's starting to eat food. So he's mixing. So like the first 3 days, he would bring him over in the morning. He has little peas or little squash or whatever. All of a sudden, it stopped. He just ran out of time to do it. It was a little more time consuming than he thought. Oh, my child's going to have natural food. I go, sure he is.
We always did Brett's breast milk as well as supplementing a little bit of goat's milk. It's been a long time since I've rock and rolled. It's been a long time. I just got old. I don't know the lyrics. I'm no karaoke.
Well, it's funny because everything, when I had kids, when it was 30 years ago, 35 years, whatever it was, everything's changed.
Yeah, they don't have those fancy things that you can buy on janjack.com/Amazon.
No, they don't.
Yeah, that's where I got it.
And I'm doing this pump action for anybody that doesn't see me. I'm pumping stuff with my hand. So,
well, maybe we did a live show once in a while.
We can do a live show next time, Jack. And
I really don't care.
Oh, you just got a message.
No, someone's at my front door.
Oh, weird. So
probably that cat that walks by every day.
It's another shingle.
Get that cat out of here.
It could be.
Okay, so next week, I think Nick's back. Or I can't remember if he's gone for 2 weeks, but next week, how about we do a live show?
I think he's here next week, but not here the following week.
Okay. The following week when he's not here, that's when we'll celebrate our 1,000th episode.
I don't know.
It seems like we're at 1,000. I have no idea. Huh?
I think since the Ramblecast started, probably, right?
I have no idea. Like, if you included all of the Married Man shows, like what episode do you think we would be at total for this show?
400?
500? Oh, there's a lot. Well, I mean,
more than that, because right? there was the Married Man show was at least 10 years, I thought.
Yeah.
And that was probably 40 episodes a year. So that's 400. And then you had the Ramblecast was going on while the Married Man show was going on when Lost was off. So
that's probably, I don't know. I mean,
probably about 600-700 episodes, maybe.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, if someone out there has time, can you count them?
Matt will send
we're way too lazy.
Matt will send you Jack the Dripper.
I'm not sending you that picture. So I have been, believe it or not, I do doodle while we are on the show. Like anytime we actually work. Oh yeah.
So there you go. Okay. There's Coke. There's a robot guy. There's
a crown? What is that?
I don't know. Here I changed my mind. It's almost like, have you guys been watching Kirby Enthusiasm?
No, I have missed it.
Well, a couple weeks ago, he's being sued for sexual harassment, but he to make the girl feel happy, he had to donate some money to some cause, and the woman in charge who was his friend said, "Yeah, Larry, we're getting all these famous people together to auction off doodles and stuff like that. What do you mean doodles?" He goes, "I don't doodle." He goes, "Doodle artwork." So he does like a snake with some like you just doodle such things. Christy Lottie, she was in, you guys know who she is, actress. She draws this thing. It's like, all the other artwork is like artwork.
Yeah.
It's something you would draw, Matt. And he's like going, well, what are you talking about? He goes, I can't sell this, Larry. This is crap. He goes, but it's a doodle. That's the rule. It's a doodle. He goes, is that it? So Christy Lottie's getting mad. He goes, that's art. That's art. That's not a doodle. She goes, I did it like 20 minutes, Larry. So so Larry's having an argument and a fight over, you know, the doodle artwork.
So
it's just so funny.
Operation Beard Watch is in full effect. I'm bringing it back. Not that anybody gives a fuck, but yeah, I'm growing my beard back again.
I just shaved the other day, you know? So,
every other day.
The ladies like it that way.
This is a couple of weeks.
By the way, and when I refer to ladies, I mean my wife. So.
Oh, shit. that was the best. He can't talk anymore. He can't continue the story. He
can't talk. She's in the room.
I said,
he's got trouble.
That is my favorite key and DM.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's a good spot as anywhere to give it the old stamp of approval. What do you say?
Let's do it. Let's say, if anyone can remember where to go to get all your jandjack.com/needs, whatever you might want, you can go to jandjack.com or jandjack.com/jandjack or jandjack.com/Patreon. I think that's the link to the Patreon. But you can become a Patreon member but just by clicking on the link from the Jay and Jack page. You can check out all of our old shows. We've got the Ramblecast After Dark going all the way back to my first appearance on the show called Fire Farts. So proud of that title. I think Chris probably came up with that one as well.
Fire Farts. I remember that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they've trapped me like a genie in the bottle ever since on this podcast. So good talking to Chris. Miss you, man.
I miss you guys.
Yeah. So it's always good talking and catching up. So even if it was
only a week. But
I know, but it feels just a little disjointed because, you know, it was like Thursday and then JP was here and he was trying to throw in for you.
So here's the thing. How do you do, by the way?
He did okay. Like, yeah, I mean,
he did good.
I thought, you know.
He was typing in the chat, wasn't he?
He was pretty quiet like Chris, but then stealthy with his attacks.
Yeah.
Here's the true test of your friendship, Matt.
Oh,
you just told me, you know, you really enjoy talking and you miss me not being on the show. And I'm curious to see how you're going to react when Nick returns next week. And if you're going to have that same sentiment for him.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. I mean, at least he's giving you warning.
So
I would let you just.
I'm not going to call you out if you don't, but I'll give you one of those.
You know who's going to call you out if you don't.
And I'll give it back.
Jack.
I'll be like. All right. We're going to be back with a live show. Chris, tell us, what's your schedule like?
Monday sounds like a great day for me.
Monday. Next Monday?
Monday.
I think I can do it.
Okay. Tentatively.
I got a lot going on now.
I know. You're a very popular guy.
I don't know if I'm popular, but I have a lot going on.
You're a wanted man. So, but anyway, next Monday we'll be back live show. Tentatively, we'll have to talk to Nick and see what time he gets back. Maybe his flight comes in on Monday. Who knows what? But hell or high water, we're going to be back with a live show. On that note, this show could not be made possible without patrons like you. Viewers like you make this show possible, just like PBS.
Are they viewers?
What's that?
Are they viewers or listeners?
They are viewers because they imagine us in their minds when we're talking, and they're like, oh, man. Anyway, on that note, I'd like to thank...
I was thinking of one of your art students or art posers when you said that.
I really hope that my art students don't find this podcast.
Not your students. A person you were drawing years ago. When they said, they can imagine us. I'm hoping they don't imagine that
And for all those listeners at home that really want to see the hard copy evidence of Jack the Dripper, please make sure you post on the Facebook group, send email, and let Matt know how important it is to you to see other perspectives of Jack the Dripper.
Wasn't he on Three's Company?
Who's that? Jack the Dripper? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Come on, knock on my door. Oh my god. There's more stories that were coming in the chat. Tune in next week because we're gonna talk about the hairy ass chick.
I just saw that one.
All right, so thank you, all the patrons that make the show possible.
I don't want to draw it.
There's too many lines.
Tack.
I'm out of charcoal.
Eckhart Richter.
Amy Edna Brown.
The letter carrier. Joanne with the master plan. Maggie the magnificent. As well as Drake the destroyer. Thank you for making this show possible. Every single one of you is one in a million. This show is about one in a...
I found Bigfoot!
This show is one in a thousand drips. Thanks for making the show possible. I hope that everybody enjoyed this show. If you want to, you can give us feedback at rcabcast@gmail.com. Get those new sheets cleaned. We'll come back next week, have some more stories for you.
Oh my God.
Dingleberries!
Great show, kids.